Spiritual promotion from the Spiritual University of God. God has a spiritual promotion, which is everlasting. He gives it only to his obedient children in all eras. The psalmist was singing a powerful song of victory about spiritual promotion. Psalm 75:6-7, For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge, he putteth down one, and setteth up another. King Solomon, who was the wisest king and preacher on earth in his era, proclaimed, Proverbs 3:35, The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. However, there is a literal promotion, which characterizes scholastic and business professions. These human promotions are temporal, and there is a temporary endurance. The psalmist explained that spiritual promotion comes from the Most High God, whose judgment abases the wicked and exalts the righteous. Therefore, only God can give spiritual promotion. The Lord revealed that all Christians must evolve and graduate from the human mind unto the spiritual mind of Jesus Christ. Paul was emphatic, Philippians 2:5, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let us look into the book of Genesis to read about Joseph's spiritual promotion as God delivered him out of prison, by giving him astounding wisdom and knowledge through the interpretation of dreams. Joseph was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, and his brothers envied him and sold him into slavery to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, because God visited him in dreams. He was a great dreamer, and in many of his dreams, God showed him that he was in a position of spiritual supremacy above his brothers. For that, they hated him. They did not understand that his supremacy was of a spiritual nature. Genesis 37:5, And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Verses 9-10, And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and, behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father, and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him, and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? Verse 11, And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Jacob rebuked his son Joseph about the particular dream of him and his family bowing down to him. Nevertheless, Jacob was attentive to his son's dream. However, the evil spirit of hate blinded his brothers. They sought to destroy him by betraying and selling him as a slave. They first thought that they would leave him in a pit where there was no way out, and he would have died of starvation. However, when his brothers saw the Midianites' merchantmen, they immediately agreed not to leave him in the pit. Verse 28, Then there passed by Midianites' merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. We can truly say that Joseph's brothers hated him, and intended to destroy him, but God was with him. Throughout his trials and temptations, God was preparing him for the spiritual promotion in which he showed him in his dreams when he was a little child. Genesis 39:1, And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. Verse 2, And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. Each child of God should have the spirit that Joseph had, even in the most trying circumstances. He did not murmur against God, but instead, he was diligent, and God blessed the works of his hands. Although he was in a strange land, he remained faithful to God. Never was Joseph seeking recognition among the heathen. He feared and trusted the Most High God. He was a victim who accepted the test of his humility because he believed that God was with him. Verse 6, And Joseph was a goodly person, and well favored. We notice another extreme temptation forced upon him. However, he upheld himself to God throughout the temptation. Satan tried to defeat him through his slave owner's wife, yet he did not yield himself to her lustful passion. Verses 7-8, And it came to pass after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, Lie with me. But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. Surely, Joseph was not an ordinary eye servant whom his slave owner would continuously keep watch over. His boss trusted him, and never questioned his integrity about any of the business in which he placed in his charge. There is no question about him being devout to God, and subject to him who had the rule over him. Because of his refusal to yield himself to her, she caused hostile action against him. Verse 10, And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her. It is clear, we must commend Joseph for his opposition against sin. He was steadfast, and did not yield his body to commit sexual sin. That should be the mind of each dedicated Christian in spite of their age. Sure, he was a very young man, however, he did not allow himself to have an affair with another man's wife. He did not use his age for an excuse to commit sin, nor did the present circumstance of being a slave discourage him, because he trusted in God. He also knew that one day God would promote him to safety, and all his dreams of spiritual supremacy would be a reality, regardless of his sufferings and misfortunes. Verse 12, And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me, and he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got him out. It is clear to us that that woman's heart was full of lust. However, her persistent plea did not change his mind. He prepared himself to be a servant of the Lord, and when she attacked him, he fled from her presence. All those who love the Lord will flee from sin when temptation arises. God tries us to prove our sincerity and allegiance to him. Verse 16, And she laid up his garment by her, until his Lord came home. Verses 19 to 20, And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him, and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. Verse 21, But the Lord was with Joseph, and shewed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Joseph's owner cast him into prison because of a lie. God gave him unlimited grace and mercy when the Egyptian sinners incarcerated him. However, that was working together for his spiritual and natural promotion. His pious attitude concerning all his suffering caused God to hasten his deliverance from prison, and place him in an honorable position. These are the words of the Lord. Ezekiel 21:26-27, Thus saith the Lord God, Remove the diadem, and take off the crown, this shall not be the same, exalt him that is low, and abase him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more, until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. The Lord revealed to me in the scriptures that he will take away the honor from anyone who will not obey him by taking away their position. He will overturn by exalting the humble and abasing the high. God will promote in his spiritual kingdom those who suffer for him, as Joseph did. Only those who suffer for righteousness' sake will God exalt in the spiritual university of God. Apostle Paul was dynamic. 2 Timothy 2:12, If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Let us observe the miraculous intervention of God's deliverance, whereby he promoted Joseph, who was a prisoner, next to the king in rank and authority. Genesis 41:38, And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Pharaoh recognized the Spirit of God manifested in Joseph, and his astounding wisdom, which is priceless. Verse 39, And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath shewed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Pharaoh deemed it an honor to have a man with the wisdom of God within him. That happened because God determined to fulfill his words, which he had spoken to Joseph in his dreams from a child. Pharaoh continues, verse 40, Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled, only in the throne will I be greater than thou. This is God's desire for his humble servants, he desires to exalt us to a position in his spiritual kingdom by giving us power and authority equal to the Son of God. Only in the kingdom will he be greater than his children are. That can only come by constant self-denial and obedience to suffer for Christ's sake. Remember, God did not promote Joseph until he endured the double test of honesty and faithfulness to him. There is no easy road to spiritual success. Verse 41, And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. The Lord Jesus, who is King of Kings, will exalt us above all enemies who hate us. It is obvious that we must suffer rejection as a Christian, then our righteousness will shine as the noonday. It matters not how much Joseph's brothers hated him. They had to bow to him, for he was instrumental in sparing their lives, because there was not enough food in Israel, the people were dying of starvation. He was in authority in Egypt to do according to his desire. Verses 42-43, And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, Bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. The psalmist praised God and rejoiced with joy. Psalm 81:5-6, This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. We should observe the spiritual wisdom and natural authority in which God bestowed upon Joseph. Although his beginning was small, however, his latter end greatly increased. The linen is an analogy of the righteousness of Joseph. The bowing of the knee represents the power of God, which subjected the people under his leadership. Genesis 47:12, And Joseph nourished his father, and his brethren, and all his father's household, with bread, according to their families. That was the ultimate fulfilling of Joseph's prophetic dream. Genesis 37:9. Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and, behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Jesus proclaimed these words to John, Revelation 14:12, Here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. The suffering and humiliation of Joseph are typical of each true saint of God. However, his faith in God was never weak, because he kept God's commandments. Saul was a Pharisee prior to his conversion to Christianity and did not have spiritual understanding of the Word of God. Therefore, he persecuted the Christian church. Acts 9:3-5, And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. To know that he was fighting against Jesus astonished Saul. Verse 6, And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? He began to humble himself when the Spirit of God shined upon him. Verse 9, And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Blindness afflicted him because of his sins. Nevertheless, the Lord sent Ananias, a Christian minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to pray for his spiritual and physical deliverance. Verses 17-18, And Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose, and was baptized. Ananias interceded to God in prayer for him. Therefore, he repented and acknowledged his transgressions against the people of the Lord. Paul said, 1 Timothy 1:13, Who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Acts 13:9, then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost. Paul wrote, 2 Corinthians 12:1, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Galatians 1:12, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Lord subsequently filled him with his Holy Spirit and promoted him in the spiritual university of God. Jesus reveals to John in Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Jesus blesses all believers in this world who overcome through faith and obedience to him. He prepares them for the world to come. We shall sit with Jesus in eternity on his throne, even as Joseph sat with Pharaoh on his throne. Balaam, who was a prophet of God, desired honor from Balak the king of Moab. Balak offered him money to curse God's people. God rebuked him when the donkey crushed his foot against the wall. Numbers 22:25, and when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself unto the wall, and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. Verses 31-33, then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head, and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me, and the ass saw me, and turned from me these three times, unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee, and saved her alive. Balak said to the prophet Balaam, Numbers 24:11, Therefore now flee thou to thy place, I thought to promote thee unto great honor, but, lo, the Lord hath kept thee back from honor. God desires to keep us back from evil people who want to deceive us in the name of honor. Conclusion, Joshua 13:22, Balaam also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. God allowed the children of Israel to slay Balaam because of his sin of unbelief and disobedience.